My name's Eric Beach, and I'm a percussionist. I play in a group called So Percussion. I mean, I never even imagined that somebody could make a living playing in a percussion ensemble. And yet, somehow, I had done all of these different things that kind of helped me to do exactly that kind of thing. We're always on the lookout for new sounds, new instruments that we can include in our kind of array, in our arsenal. You know, a composer creates a whole xylophone out of plumbing pipe or something, and so you have to go to Home Depot and get a bunch of plumbing pipe and learn how to cut it to different lengths and learn how to tune it, and then how do you mount it? How do you play it now? And then you learn the whole part. So, you know, it's definitely not like playing violin or something where you're handed this amazing instrument that somebody else, a master, a craftsman, made for you, and you just have to play it to the best of your ability. A lot of being a percussionist is kind of the nitty-gritty details of how to just make something work. Well, I can honestly say one of my absolute worst musical experiences happened in the last year. We were playing a concert of all of Steve Reich's music in Cincinnati, and Steve Reich came to the concert. He's a lovely guy, has been so supportive of us, so helpful. He wrote a piece for us and has done a lot to help us get opportunities. I've played this piece before many times, and like I was talking about before, it was one of those experiences where piece was going along just fine, and then just out of the blue, it was like, I have no idea what I'm doing right now. Complete train wreck, and it's a duo. It wasn't even a quartet. When you have a meltdown in the middle of a quartet, at least the other three people keep playing and you have time to get your bearings. This was the worst possible scenario where the other guy, poor Josh, was playing his part, and he just kept repeating his bar over and over again, hoping that I would get back on. And I just could not get back on. It felt like it was 15 minutes or something. I think it was actually more like 45 seconds that I was off. But that's a really long time in the middle of performing a piece to be lost. And almost at the moment when we were gonna stop, I somehow figured out how to get back on, and I got back on, and we played the rest of it, no problem. It was just like, for 45 seconds, I was in the Twilight Zone, and then the rest of the piece was totally fine. But man, Steve Reich is sitting right there, and I'm just butchering his piece right in front of him. And Steve was very sweet about it afterwards. He came up to me and he said, you know, that's probably my fault. That piece is too hard. I shouldn't have written it like that. And that almost made me feel worse, because of course it's not his fault. Of course it's my fault. But, you know, I think he was just trying to make me feel better. So.